Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is The Serial Killer with DJ Orden. And today I will be playing songs with foods and drinks in the titles. I have a wide variety today, so hopefully I'll play something you like. The first song I have is Escape, the Pina Colada song by Rupert Holmes.
Recording of a favorite song.
That was the Piña Colada song, which is a really good song if you don't listen to the lyrics too much. And even if you do, it's still a good song. Next up, we have Raspberry Beret by Prince. That was Raspberry Beret by Prince. And next I have kind of a funny song. It's called Peaches, which the lead singer of the Presidents of the United States of America wrote about a girl he liked after sitting under the peach tree in her yard. So this is Peaches by the Presidents of the United States of America.
I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches.
Peaches come from a can, they were put there by a man in a factory downtown.
That was Peaches by the United States, the Presidents of the United States of America, but interestingly enough, none of the band members were actually presidents. The next song that I have is Brown Sugar by the Rolling Stones, and I know brown sugar isn't something you normally would eat by itself, at least. It's more like an ingredient. I guess you could eat it by itself. I'd still consider it a food. Here it is, Brown Sugar. That was Brown Sugar by the Rolling Stones. And now it is time for my cereal fact of the week, which, of course, I always do based around the theme of my show. But since all cereal is food, I didn't really know what fact to look for. Then, since I'm doing drinks as well, I thought of the drink that often goes with cereal, milk. Now, it's been a hotly debated topic on whether milk or cereal should go first in your bowl, so I went to Reddit to figure out what the people have to say. Now, like me, most of them put cereal in first, but I found a couple of my favorite posts from this feed. One said, "What are you, some kind of serial killer? The fact that this question might legitimately exist in someone's mind makes me sick, and you should feel bad for it. Of course cereal goes first." Also, I learned that several people avoid this dilemma by eating cereal dry and then drinking milk on the side. So that's interesting. Next up is Tangerine by Led Zeppelin. That was Tangerine by Led Zeppelin. And now I will read my killer fact of the week. Marion Albert Pruitt was a serial killer with a very interesting and extensive final meal. Before his execution in 1999, he had a stuffed crust pizza from Pizza Hut, 4 Burger King Whoppers, a large order of French fries, 3 2-liter bottles of Pepsi, a bucket of ice, a bottle of ketchup, salt, fried eggplant, fried squash, fried okra, and a pecan pie. And with that, now I will play for you Brass Monkey by the Beastie Boys.
Here's how you feel.
That was Brass Monkey, which is one of my favorite Beastie Boys songs. And now I will keep with the theme of drinks. Next song that I have is Tequila by The Champs, which I possibly first heard in Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Here is Tequila. That was Tequila, and the next song that I have is Cherry Wine by Hozier, which is a song written to promote awareness about the issue of domestic violence, and sales from downloads go to anti-domestic violence charities. This is Cherry Wine.
Fine, the blood is red and sweet. freezing, sweet and right and merciful. I'm all but washed in the tide of her breathing, and it's worth it, it's divine. I have this some of the time, the way she shows me up, blurs and she is mine. Open hand or closed fist would be fine. Blood is red and sweet as cherry wine.
That was Cherry Wine by Hozier. And next I have King of Carrot Flowers Part 1 by Neutral Milk Hotel. This is the first song on their album In the Aeroplane Over the Sea, and it is followed by King of Carrot Flowers Parts 2 and 3. But this here is Part 1. That was King of Carrot Flowers, Part 1, by Neutral Milk Hotel. And I don't know why Neutral Milk Hotel has milk in their band name, but milk is a drink that I will play a song about next. My next song is Milkman by Deerhoof. It's kind of a strange song from their concept album called Milkman, about a milkman who kidnaps children and hides them in the clouds. Is the milkman a serial killer? Let's find out. That was Milkman by Deerhoof. I don't know if he's a serial killer. Kind of just sounds like he wants some friends. The next song that I have is Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows by Leslie Gore. And this song has a candy in the title, but what it doesn't have in the title is an Oxford comma, which really bothers me as I am a big proponent of the Oxford comma. But I'm going to play for you anyway. Here is Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know.
That was Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows by Leslie Gore. And the next song that I have is Strawberry Fields Forever by the Beatles, which John Lennon considers to be his greatest achievement as a Beatle.
Let me take you down.
That was Strawberry Fields Forever by the Beatles. And next, I have Salad Days by Mac DeMarco. I don't know why the salad days refer to the good days. Like, there are much better foods than salad for this analogy. The term comes from Shakespeare's play Antony and Cleopatra, when Cleopatra says, "My salad days, when I was green in judgment, cold in blood." So I guess she was saying that she was green and cold like a salad. Let's hear what Mac DeMarco has to say.
As I'm getting older, chip upon my shoulder, rolling through life to roll over and die. La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la. Oh oh oh, missing you, bitch. Sad days are gone, remembering things just didn't tell them so.
That was Salad Days by Mac DeMarco. And the next song that I have is Troubled Waters by Cat Power. And I know this is referring to more like a body of water, but you can still drink from bodies of water. I wouldn't recommend it though. This song is from Cat Power's wonderful cover album. The original song was sung by Mae West with Duke Ellington's orchestra. Here is Troubled Waters by Cat Power.
I must be one of the devil's daughters. They look at me with scorn. I'll never heal it. Sometimes
That was Troubled Waters by Cat Power. And next up, I have the song Cherry by Lana Del Rey. It is from her 2017 album Lust for Life. Here it is.
It's like feeling no fear when you're standing in the face of danger, 'cause you just want it so much.
And that was Cherry by Lana Del Rey. And that was my last song for today. Thank you for listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio. This has been The Serial Killer. Tune in again next week.